Flipping Podcast. I'm here with John. Hello, John.
Sir.
And Will.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And we're going to be talking about things that you wouldn't believe, or kind of slightly unbelievable things, or maybe just things that are just interesting. A bit like the fact that there are more planes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky. Think about that one.
I told you about that one the other day.
That's relatively easy to think about, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it's thinking outside the box. Okay, so news story one that I have for you. So this one is, oh God, it's about one from in lockdown. It's about a neighbour sneaking out during lockdown. And basically, it's, you know, it's normal for us to be like, we want to go outside more than once, obviously, in any one, like, in a day.
And basically, hang on. Is anybody else just touching their penis? Is a habit that I just can't shake at the minute.
So, okay, so
or I'm shaking
how long have we got in before John's talking about touching his own penis? 20
know,
seconds?
Like 3 minutes.
Good job.
Sorry. That will be the last penis one.
Right, Alex, yeah. Alex, start that story again.
Yeah. Do that story again, because I can't just butt in with the penis thing.
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean, I can, but I won't.
So this is from The Mirror, and it's labelled Neighbour Sneaking Out During Lockdown. So I'm just going to read you a little bit of it. So, like, it's only normal to dream of days when we could go out and go where we pleased. And many have already vowed never to turn down social plans ever again once this is all over. One person who decided to have a bit of fun with their allowance of one form of exercise per day left the neighbours baffled as they headed out sporting a bizarre new look. Now, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think this look is that this bloke is going out in? That he's been, this is like genuine, he's been caught like doing
so
this.
Was he, where, what do you mean out? So on his daily exercise, he bowled out on what?
Yeah, so
he, I think I know the answer.
He's been spotted coming back with a shopping bag as well.
Oh, mate, it's Santa. Is he going out dressed as Santa?
No, it's not Santa.
Not Santa.
Has he gone out dressed as a bush? Was this the guy that was dressed as a bush?
Oh, my God, Will is definitely on fire. Yeah, it's the guy.
Is it the bush?
That went out dressed as a bush.
What, George Bush?
No. As in, he made like
Jeb
a
Bush.
Suit.
Jeb Bush. D. Bush.
Basil Brush.
Basil Brush. Hang on. Let's come on, we can do this. No, I'm out.
That's me done.
Yeah, he went out dressed as a bush to get past the fact that, so the neighbours wouldn't see him going out more.
What, he went full out gilly?
Yeah, mate. I'm talking like, looks like, you know, the standard green hedge.
Hmm.
Like the really
yeah
the standard garden fence.
So my question of this is like,
yeah,
you were in the street and you look like a bush, which yeah. is a normal place for a bush
to be. Yeah,
to be right. You continue down the street, you go to the corner, and you're dressed. You look like a bush, yeah. a normal place for a bush to be. But when you go into Tesco Express, that is not a normal place for a bush to be. So at that point,
people start asking questions. Does he change it to a Tesco bag?
Yeah, does he just get someone to wheel him round whilst he's stood in a pot or something?
So he can only go to the garden section.
Yeah. But it sounds like he achieved his goal. He came back with a bag of shopping.
Yeah, and it's an orange one, so I believe that that's...
Good way to pick up a gilf though, bro.
What, dressed as a bush?
Yes, because old women... I was going to say old bitches.
Yeah, okay. Don't...
The older ladies... Like gardening. Where else?
That's not where I thought that sentence was going. Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to trust you on that one, John. I'm going to trust you on that because...
no experience. Like
you've probably got more experience with that side of things than either me or Alex.
Yeah.
I have dressed up as a few things in my life, but never a bush.
No. Oh,
that's Halloween sorted, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the next time we have a pub crawl at John's, we should all come as gardening equipment. And all the old ladies would be all over us.
Porcelain products.
Porcelain products, Christ. Okay, so we'll move on from that one. If you want to check it out, it's on the Mirror website. It's Neighbour Caught Heading Out During Lockdown.
And that's but did you see the guy that's going around dressed as Spider-Man?
No.
On his daily run. And he's like running past the houses and all the kids are like waving at him and he does like special gambol rolls and does this. He was on the news. He's like
karate geezer. I'm sure this isn't the only place where it's happening, but actually in Suffolk, one of our reporters reported on it. And yeah, there's a bloke dressed as Spider-Man, a bloke dressed as Iron Man, and they're just going around all the houses in Kesgrave up near Ipswich and like waving to kids and like jumping off trees and shit. It's a good idea, actually. I think it's quite nice.
That's mad.
What if it's just the next Avengers and we're just thinking it's like...
I mean, I've seen...
Anyone seen Iron Man? That's the question.
I've seen the stuff on Facebook of people like hiding inside, like they've cut the bottom of a bin bag off and they hide inside the bin bag. And there was a really funny one actually on Facebook the other day of a guy that had like made a suit out of a wheelie bin. And when the bin men came to get the wheelie bin, he just stood up and ran off. But obviously it would look like a normal bin to start off
with. Oh, so he just got like in a plastic bin, but cut out the bottom and just like peg legged it.
Yeah.
Flintstone styles, legs out the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the unbelievable fact, okay? People can suffer from a psychological disorder called boanthropy. Now, what do you think?
I've heard of that word before.
Boanthropy means...
Or is that anthropy I've heard of? Is anthropy a word?
Can you spell it for me, please, Alex?
B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y.
Is it thinking that they are a snake, like a boa constrictor?
Good boa? No. No.
What's it called?
Boanthropy.
Boanthropy.
Yeah.
Hang on, what is it? A psychological disorder?
Yeah.
It's called boanthropy?
Yeah. And this is an actual thing, and I researched this as well. And
John, mate, he can tell you it another 10 times. It's not going to change. It's still the first word.
Is it a person who is scared of bows?
No.
Not just archery bows. I'm talking...
No, this Dickie is something bow. That would land you like...
I'm talking diggy bow.
No. This is something that I'm assuming you'd have to go to like an actual like psychology home. Or, you know, an institute.
What is a psychological home? Are we talking about, like...
An institute.
Straitjacket.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. I'm not really sure how it all works, but I can imagine...
Where's the closest one? There's one here. We got one called the Warnford.
Yeah.
Right, geezer at work. Have I told you this?
You'd probably end up in there, I'm assuming.
Can I go off on a tangent? Are we allowed
tangents?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This might get me killed, but there's a guy at work, yeah?
Yeah.
Who, you know the Yorkshire Ripper?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
So,
the Yorkshire Ripper in prison. He's in jail. So basically, he went to Woolworths one day. He was playing music in a boombox.
Yeah.
Someone got all up in his business, jabbed the motherfucker, killed him, dead, proper.
Yeah.
Brown bread dead. Anyway, ended up going to prison was in prison, and the Yorkshire Ripper's in there, and he stabbed him in the eye. And do you want to know where he works now? Where? I can't say where he works now, but he works where I work now. But I can't say the name of that place.
Because no.
That might be... Yeah, he works for this company. We'll just say it's called...
Let's just not Safeway. Say it's called anything.
No, I'm not going to... It's... Give me another reindeer that's not the main one.
Blitzen.
We'll call it Mitzen and
Sons.
Sons. Anyway, yeah, he works where I work.
We're going honestly, mate, I know you're attempting to give people a clue there, but I'm so fucking retarded. I don't think anybody's gonna
No, it's a logistics company, you won't know the name of it unless you know the name of it. But anyway, yeah.
And so he must be an older bloke.
No, he's like 55.
So at what age did he originally stab the person in Woolworths? I mean, it's got to be a while ago because it was Woolworths.
Yes, and he's not in jail anymore, and I think he got life.
Did they get into a dispute over the pick and mix?
I don't know. I can't remember what Woolworths was anymore. I think it had textiles in it. It had, like, papers. you know, them scissors, the zigzag scissors where you cut out fancy and it
like
does
Woolworths
the...
was like a shop where they
it
had
was
like
a mixture
like everything.
Of,
it was like
yeah, it, was a
it was like
of
toys
like
and
Argos Game, The Works, and WH Smith. Like I feel like
it yeah,
was
it
a
was,
mixture.
But it was like a oh, it was like
how
right
did it ever
on the
go
lower
bust?
End of that. It was right what on the lower it? End, and it was the only place you could get pick and mix from.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
There was a big
I do,
one. In
I do
where
remember
Poundland
having and...
is was where Woolworths was.
I know, yeah, I know that. And do you know where that YMCA, yeah. That's where McDonald's was.
Yeah, they've what? Still got the McDonald's sign on doors. The doors.
I know. Flashback, throwback. It is a charity, though, so don't know.
Anybody that does true. Not or has never been to Bromsgrove does not have a fucking clue what we're talking about now.
No, this is very true.
And for those people, you're not missing out on much.
Okay, so philanthropy.
yeah, go on.
So, people... can suffer from a psychological disorder called boanthropy that makes them believe they are a cow.
No!
Yeah, so they try to live their life as a cow.
Not having it.
And this is the actual way to spot someone suffering from boanthropy is they will most likely be down on all fours and eating grass. That is a way to define...
What if you just dogging in a field?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be eating the grass, would you?
All right, I've got a few comments. Firstly, my first comment is I said a fucking snake, pretty yeah. close to a cow. I'm not yeah. gonna lie, I'm pretty
yeah.
pleased.
Boa, yeah, I get it.
Secondly,
one's
the most likely
has no legs.
Oh come on now, so they're animals, aren't they? Same thing.
One eats people.
The other thing I'd say is that the most likely way that you're going to spot someone with boanthropy is if they're on all fours. And eating grass.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if they're on all fours and eating ass? That's my question.
Well, then
you'd would... really be mooing.
Yeah. What, the person that... I was going to start doing actions then. But
no. Oh, John. Yeah, so...
okay.
Yeah, unbelievable fact. People can actually suffer from...
Quick question, Alex, yeah. Have you ever eaten anyone's ass?
No, I haven't, John.
Meeting has been upgraded by the host and now includes unlimited minutes.
Unlimited ass.
Upgrade. Right, so, yeah, no, another thing. How do we know that's a real thing?
It is a real thing. It's a real psychological disorder.
How many people have got this? Don't tell me it's one in five, because...
I will have a quick Google, because I didn't actually look at that. How many people have...
If there's more than two, who looks at a cow and goes, and then looks in the mirror, and then looks at a cow and goes,
This feels like the type of sort of diagnosis that's been made, because there's like one bloke who reckons he's a cow
yes.
in like some arse end of America, and they've been like
Quebec.
We've
Texas,
got to call
probably.
This something, but I mean,
but
you
what?
Know, this bloke genuinely thinks he's a cow, so let's come up with something to call it. I feel like we should include a disclaimer that mental health is a very serious issue, and if you do think you're a cow, probably seek help.
Yeah, lots of help.
Yeah, so according to traditions as well, the Bayid Prince Majid al-Dawala was suffering from an illusion.
Where was he from?
Persian. Was suffering from an illusion that he is a cow, making the sound of a cow, and asking that he is killed so that his flesh can be consumed.
Oh, he just wanted to be a sacrifice to...
It doesn't really say how many people have it, but I'm guessing it's like one in like...
He was the only one. I'm going to say,
yeah, it could be, but it's you know, it's a recognised psychological disorder.
That would be on a serious level though. That would be an interesting. I want to know the exact number. I know we can't find out right now through a quick search, but I am going to look maybe for the next episode, and I'll tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Right. News story number two. So this is from Metro, that well-known and trusted online newspaper.
Is that the free one?
Metro.
The Metro.
No, it just says Metro. I think it's like...
I gave them out in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
So, Exploding Hammer Festival leaves 43 injured in Mexico.
What, is that a metal festival? Or they literally chuck hammers on a fire
exploding
and it exploded?
Hammer Festival leaves 43 injured in Mexico.
Exploding Hammer Festival.
Yeah. Exploding Hammer Festival.
A festival for hammers?
Yeah, for exploding hammers. So,
is this a sport or is
right,
this...
Right, let me... So, dozens of people have been injured in the annual Exploding Hammer Festival in Mexico. The event, which takes place every February, involves people attaching a mix of sulfur and chlorate to the ends of sledgehammers. They then smash the hammers against the rail beams, making the substance explode and send up a massive cloud of smoke. And they do this every year in February.
Why in February?
What? I mean,
surprisingly, 43 people have been injured by this sport.
Yeah, but why in February? What are they celebrating?
Why ever?
What, I mean, no, that's a fair point.
Why the fuck? Who decided? Right, I know what we're going to do this February. Right, we're going to stick some explosives on the end of a massive fucking hammer and hit it against some wooden rail, some metal rails. Really good idea, that isn't it?
That's the thing is,
completely end in no
the thing
injuries
is,
and.
It's not just one person that's thought that's a good idea, is it?
No,
if they're having a festival, a good 2,000 of people have gone, oh, fucking, yeah, that's bang.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Although saying that, I love, you know, them ones at Alton Towers with the rubber hammer and you go bang. Have you ever fucking hit that and it's come back and hit you in the face?
No.
We still do that every day. Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
people at Alton Towers still do that.
Sulfur and chlorate attached to the end of it.
No,
so
because
it
we have a little bit more health and safety than the Mexicans.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
The Mexicans have the cartel. The Mexicans have spicy beans. They have jalapenos. No, but the Mexicans have spicy beans.
To be fair, though, we do have the Conservative Party. So, I mean, who's really at risk at the moment?
Yeah.
And they have tequila with a fucking tapeworm in there.
Yeah, wow, it's astonishing. Although, let's be honest, I know we're all sort of saying this is the most ridiculous thing in the world, but every single one of us would watch it 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'd do it.
Yeah, without question, it would be the most, you know.
It sounds...
So, I tell
someone
you
gives you a big fuck-off hammer and says, go on, explode it. Yeah, all right, sounds good.
So the hammer doesn't actually explode, it just makes a big explosion, a huge cloud of smoke from the reaction of the sulfur.
What's the definition of explosion? Because I'm pretty sure explosion is, there's a force...
Yeah, the force is you slamming it onto the rail so that the substance is reacting.
There's a force.
The pressure.
Then there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah. So that would be the cloud of smoke.
And then you die.
No. No, the issue is that the hammer, obviously when you bring it down, the sledgehammer is so heavy that the force from the explosion, as it were, doesn't normally bounce the hammer back up, whereas in this instance, it was actually bouncing the hammer back up. So whether they change,
that was exactly like it is at Alton Towers.
Yeah,
I just realised we're doing this podcast on the wrong topic at the moment, because John explaining physics is a much more entertaining podcast topic.
I've got a few theories myself. I'm not going
to. Okay, we'll finish this and then we'll go to John's theory time.
Oh, no.
A bit like the sesame seed incident, but we'll come back to that. So it happens in a small town called San Juan de la Vega. And it's famous for its festival, which is dedicated to St. John the Baptist.
What?
Yeah. So
what, who else, really?
To the legend, the town...
was St. John an actual Baptiste?
Yeah, that's why it's called St. John the Baptist.
Well, I don't know. I've got a Baptist church in Blackwell, but it doesn't mean there's a geezer called John baptising people there, man.
Yeah, but it would have been... The whole thing of baptism came from St. John, baptized people. That's why.
Did he baptize Jesus?
Yeah, he did. I think he did
actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in the Bible.
It rings a bell now when you think
it's
about it.
It's been many years since I read the Bible.
I
went to a C of E
that
school.
That every single Baptist is called John.
Oh, I'm John and I'm not a Baptist, so I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, so
I broke down my local Baptist church. Although, called John.
No, I do baptise motherfuckers in the bedroom. What you say?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so, according to the legend, the town's namesake, San Juan de la Vega, was victim of theft from bandits who took his gold. St. John the Baptist helped get it back and became a Mexican Robin Hood. And that's...
And so they explode hammers.
Yes, exactly. I could not find the reason...
The relation.
...for why this exploding hammer happened. When they asked people why they explode hammers with sulfur and chlorate. They said because of St. John the Baptist and how he helped get back the gold from the Mexican
bandits. So there's a backstory to that. So what I reckon it is obviously they were bandits, isn't it?
Yeah.
How old was St. John the Baptist? He was pretty old now. It's been a few years, and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's been I know he's not alive, but I'm just saying how many years ago is it, basically. So
but
let's
he
say
baptized
that
baptized Christ.
So, this is coming from a guy that thought the world was 2,000 years
based
old.
Based on the time in which Jesus was baptized, yes. Pretty much.
So what? So are we BC now? No, we're AC. So we are 2000.
AD. We're not AC. We're not a power current.
AD, mate.
After death. So we are 2020 after the death of Christ. Let's say John the Baptist is 2020 years old. Did they have guns back then?
No.
No.
So I was going to say it could be the sound of the that they were having with the... Or it could be that that's how they killed the bandits with hammers.
Literally nothing, absolutely nothing of what you just said
did you
made
say
any
AD,
sense at all.
If you said that AD meant after death.
It does.
No, it
means after the death of what does it mean then?
No, it doesn't
it means
mean
anno, anno domini or whatever.
Yeah, which is something the year like that, of our Lord. So from year one AD
no.
Would be like...
No.
John, think about it, right? If
I am before Christ, yeah. After the death of Christ.
Yeah, so that meant that he must have lived for less than like a year, because it would have been the December 31st BC, and then it would have gone to literally the 1st of January AD. So he died sometime between the 31st of January.
So he was a day old.
Not even that, John. Not even a day.
Shit. Do you know what? That's so funny, because I swear to God, for 20, how old am I now? 20, why am I looking at my watch? 27 years, although probably first 4 years, didn't know who Jesus was. Sound geezer now, I know. But there you go, you learn something every day. See, I told you this would educate me. I knew this would, that's why I agreed to it, because I knew I'd be educated. It's like a fucking light bulb goes off.
After death and before Christ.
No, that's how I've always remembered it. Well, that's the thing, is that that's kind of the way that I would, had always remembered it, because you know anyway that's the way that I remembered that it was after that that's what we were, because
I've typed in AD meaning and it's come up with ad an advertisement.
Okay, well then Google something better.
I'll do ad Jesus meaning.
You could put what does AD
stand anno
for?
Domini.
Domini, yeah. So
yeah. We were so the terms well. Of anno domini and before Christ are used to label or number years in the Julian and Gregorian calendars.
Okay, well that's good. We've established that John can't read.
I know. That's what I was getting afraid of. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can read that. That's why I stuttered. I was like, right. Yes. Next question.
Yeah, no, we're going to your physics section now, John, where you talk about a theory.
I can't just spin up my theory.
Yeah, you need to give us a theory, because you said you had some theories, so I'd like to hear some.
But this is going to go down the rabbit hole of what's conspiracy and what's not.
Which is fine. We can deal with that, I think. We're mature adults, John. We can deal with this.
Okay. So, so what about them 5G towers? I have a theory.
Okay, right. What's your theory behind 5G towers?
This podcast has just gone from something planned to something fucking ridiculous.
For people who don't actually know, 5G has been accused of...
Everything.
Spreading, pretty much everything. Spreading the coronavirus that we're currently...
Oh, mine was actually going to bust the coronavirus myth, because apparently only five countries have the 5G towers.
Yeah.
And like 69 countries have coronavirus.
Even without that logic, I think I can disprove it, because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, only got it after seeing those statements.
I mean, it is true that it was linked to people having nosebleeds.
Mate, it kills birds. Have you seen that one?
It kills birds.
Is it really, though? Was it really? Did it really kill birds?
Have you not seen the video of the tower and the birds?
Okay, fine.
And I'm not. No, see, I nearly. I've got to be careful what I say on here.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I haven't actually got any theories right now, so we'll just.
I know, yeah, I think you should tell us about the sesame seed theory that you were trying to explain to me in German.
Oh no! Okay, so yes, this is not only a theory; it's a proven fact. So, when I have burgers later, I'm going to have a sesame. How do you say the? Is it brochet? Is it a brochet bun?
Brioche.
A brioche bun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, it might have some sesame seeds on. I don't know if a brioche bun has sesame seeds on. But anyway.
Yeah.
What I was trying to explain that night is that sesame seed and the father of that sesame seed and all its previous fathers of that sesame seed have been here, or not here, but have grew throughout the years of time. From the beginning is what I was trying to say, but it got twisted that day, and I was like, because
and you thought that humans have been on Earth for about 4,000 years?
No, it was 20,000 years, I think. Oh no, it was 4,000 years. Yes, because I was like, there's 2,000 years before Christ. We're now 2020, so I thought humans were only around for 4,000.
So I think what you're trying to explain is that, and I don't know whether this is true, but I think what we're trying to explain is that all sesame seeds have the same genetic
makeup
code, perhaps,
and
so that the ancestor of that single sesame seed can be directly traced back to the sesame seed that began.
Yeah, but what came first, the brioche bun or the sesame seed? You know what I'm saying?
That's the question, isn't it?
Is the question
seed? You can imagine you can imagine that caveman back in 20,000 years ago smashing a rock together.
Serious debate. Yeah. What came first, the chicken or the egg? That is logically, no, it didn't, though, did it?
It did.
Maybe it didn't. How did an egg just fall?
Through like evolution, so something that was very much like a chicken.
There's no way you can convince me. Yes, but what did that come from?
From something that is closely related to a chicken that you know.
But did that
what came
also
first,
come
a
from
baby
an egg?
Human, or not a baby human. Obviously, the not baby human came first and then gave birth to
No,
a baby
not necessarily.
Human.
We could have fell out of a gorilla's arsehole. You never know. Do you know what I mean? But do you understand where I'm coming from? You're saying, yes, hang on. You just proved my own point.
How?
Oh, no. No, you didn't. I've confused myself.
Yeah, so something
this
that
is
was...
just... This conversation is just so fucking mind-bogglingly retarded.
Yeah. This isn't even meant to be in there. This is a serious question. What came first?
The egg came first.
But why?
Why? Because... things progress via genetic mutation and
but
selection.
Listen to me when
like
I say
that.
This.
Yeah.
You know how we eventually, apparently we came from fish and it all went da-da-da.
Yeah.
Something
apparently.
Living.
I'm sorry, I got to pick up. Apparently we all came from fish.
Yeah, we did, John.
Well,
everything was created from bacteria.
But anyway.
But, you know, and viruses.
Yes, but you're telling me something on land was crawling around, had legs and arms.
Yeah.
And then went, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn into a bit of yolk in a fucking shell and then became a chicken.
It's absolutely not what he's saying.
No. So
not even close. Alex is actually sadly right. And the reason is that a very close ancestor to a chicken would have had sex and within that process would have had a slight genetic mutation, which when the egg was first produced within that chicken, the genetic makeup of that egg is the same genetic makeup of a chicken, but not the same genetic makeup of the bird.
Take away
in theory, the egg that housed the chicken was first before the chicken then hatched from the egg.
So but what did that thing come from?
Massively simplified version of evolution.
Then came from a slightly different chicken and a slightly different chicken. And
but that's what I'm saying. You go all the way back. What came first?
Well, if you go back millions and millions of years, you so the eggs came from amphibians.
Right? Do you know what? I don't care anymore. Next question. The world's just like,
I didn't care to start off with, to be honest with you, mate. So.
Okay, right.
I'm right, you're wrong. Fuck off.
Okay, so this is an unbelievable fact. So in 2005, a fortune cookie company called Wonton Food Incorporated correctly foretold the lottery numbers, resulting in 110 winners and an investigation.
So is this China? Did you say this is Chinese?
No, it was in.
I was going to say
dollars. I think.
Yeah, so it was. I think it's a fortune cookie company that was producing fortune cookies in America. Was it a thing that they were trying to predict numbers?
Yeah, they just thought, they just said, here's what we think the lottery numbers are going to be, or the lucky numbers of this week, or whatever.
But I suppose that them randomly picking a set of, what, six or seven numbers is as likely to find as the right combination else, right? As anybody else's. So,
yeah.
I mean, cool. Yeah. Although you'll be fucking screwed if you win the lottery and you've got 110 people that have taken all your money as well.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another thing that I've just thought of.
Yeah.
So, you know how, like, people are saying this could be, there was an investigation, right? And everyone's like,
yeah.
Like Will said, though, they had, like, the exact same sort of probability of guessing it as anyone. And it just so happens that by chance, what is that, do you reckon? What is it to win the lottery?
The chances of winning the lottery are 1 in 3.9 million, I think it is.
Imagine it in America. It's big, isn't it?
Well, it depends how many numbers are there.
Yeah,
it doesn't depend on how many people.
It's not based on size, it's based on numbers. John.
Depends whether they do what, how many, if it's up to 50, oh, if it's up to 60, or.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's the number of.
It's not how many people play it, is it?
No, so it used to be.
It's how many numbers there are.
From the numbers from 1 to 49, which is what
I am not good at this.
It was 1 in 3, was it 13 million? Not 3 million. I think it's like 13.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's something
no idea.
Ridiculous. Like, it's a stupid chance.
Which, yeah, carry on. You finish your fact and then I'll tell you.
Yeah, so, and they concluded that no fraud was involved. So it was March 30th, 2005. The lottery officials suspected a scam or maybe a computer glitch. But there was a pretty logical explanation for the strange situation. The winners found the lucky numbers inside fortune cookies produced by Wonton Food and each scooped $123,000 each after tax.
Tell you what, though, to be fair, if I got lottery numbers in a fortune cookie,
yeah,
just for shits and giggles,
you'd have a pump, wouldn't you? Absolutely.
You would.
Yeah. Quid.
You do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not? I'd be like, and then imagine the story after that. How did you win the lottery? Fucking fortune cookie, mate.
If you won,
I bet fortune just... cookies prices and sales went boom.
Yeah, and because most fortune cookies, they have like lucky numbers in, don't they? Like a lucky number of the week and lucky colour and things. Yeah.
Do they? I don't think I've ever had a fortune cookie.
They're really
You've
nice.
Never had a fortune cookie?
I don't think so.
They're like,
I don't really like Chinese. But as you were saying, you know, like how everything's got a chance. Like someone I was speaking to, a Christian, a while ago.
Yeah.
I say a while ago, I'm talking.
Do you mean
like
the religious thing or
9 years
was
ago?
Christian?
No, a religious, like the religious thing, not the religious thing, the religion.
Yeah.
And
Christianity.
He was like, "Oh, if there was no creator, we wouldn't be here. How can you explain all this and like how life is so precise and how everything's got its purpose and society and blah, 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 blah." And he goes, how could it not have happened? It would be like someone chucking all the car bits into a tornado. And then you like all the bits in the tornado fly out the other side and land perfectly into a car, like a working car.
Did you tell him he's a fucking retard?
No, but this is a good point though, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, that would never happen. And I said, I bet there's some sort of odds. Right.
Hey, there would be.
There would be some sort of odds, like 1 in 1 trillion chance. It's like they're monkeys. If they type for long enough, they type out every word in the human fucking race, isn't it, or something.
Yeah.
That's a different topic. So anyway, basically, yeah, that was it. With life, he was like, yeah, it would never happen. And I said, well, odds are the same as that car landing it. It'd only have to happen once. And we are that once. Let's be honest. Everything happens so perfectly. We are just by chance that once.
Astonishingly,
everybody else,
John,
it never happened.
Astonishingly, you've actually put forward a relatively sensible argument there. If you look at the likelihood of evolution occurring, not that there is a mathematical equation
there probably
to
isn't
work out
a
what
number
the
longer
of it is, but you know it is incredibly, 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 incredibly unlikely.
But it only happens to
going
happen
back to the fortune
once.
Cookie, it only has to happen once, does it?
Exactly,
it
that's what I was trying to
that
say.
Single time,
and we're the only ones that know about it,
and
because
you,
we are that once.
If you threw up car bits into a tornado, you know, trillions and trillions of times, then possibly it would.
Yeah. Eventually, it possibly.
Eventually, exactly. it would.
But all the other times, never made it as a working car, so never turned on, so never could tell the story about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
We are that once,
exactly. But also, imagine if you bought that fortune cookie and didn't put the numbers on.
Yeah. How pissed would you be?
Mate, could you imagine? Jesus. I bet the fucking suicide rate in whatever state that was went through the fucking roof.
Yeah, could you imagine? Yeah, so the price of rope went up as well. That wasn't even a news story. That's just an unbelievable fact. Okay, so the last story I have for you is so Newcastle University creates a 3D cinema for insects.
Hang on. No, you don't need a cinema for insects.
3D cinema for insects.
You don't even need a cinema for sex.
So there is a reason for it. So scientists at Newcastle University made 3D glasses for insects, okay, to test their vision. Now, the only...
How big were they?
Tiny. They stuck them on with beeswax, mate. Like, they're literally like, they're tiny little things, and they stuck them over their eyes using beeswax on the edge.
I'm not having this at all.
No. I'm being deadly serious. On BBC Newsround, you can look it up, but don't believe me. Right? And... the thing is, most insects have like compound eyes where they have like a collection of eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that the hexagon eyes where they're like.
Yeah. Thousands and the of one eyes. That can judge distance and speed and recognize different things in one singular eye, because this isn't including spiders, because spiders can have many different eyes and all the different eyes do different things. But is the praying mantis. So praying mantis has the has like one of the most complex kind of eyes. And the reason they were studying this is so that eventually we could make more, I don't know, efficient cameras and things. So if I read a little bit of it. So scientists at Newcastle University made the spectacles because they wanted to find out more about the way these insects, praying mantises, see. They're hoping this will help develop better robots. The glasses aren't permanent. They were stuck on using beeswax. Like humans, praying mantis have 3D or stereo vision.
Hang on. So what does every other vision have?
So you have mono vision and stereo vision. So stereo vision allows you to work out how far away things are. If you cover one of your eyes and you try to throw something into a glass, you can't work out how far away
I guarantee if I cover one of my eyes, I can throw something into a glass.
Yeah, but you will be more successful more times
two eyes.
Two
eyes are better than one, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very true.
And so hang on, what are they trying to say? That a praying mantis, because it's got eight eyes, would be better at throwing paper into a bin than a human.
Two eyes. However, they're compound. However, it has stereo, which means it sees in 3D.
What do we see in
3D? The same as that stereo, John.
What do we see in?
Yeah, but if you think about it, John,
what's so good about a praying mantis?
Because how big are our eyes compared to how big a praying mantis's eyes are? They're tiny, and it's way more simpler than trying to recreate a human eye. It's way more simpler to try and recreate a praying mantis.
That is pretty cool.
Yes.
Could you imagine looking at the praying mantis next to you who's got a pair of aviators? and you get a fucking pair of, like, Harry Potter glasses. You'd be like, fuck's sake, man.
Stuck on with beeswax.
Yeah.
And no, the picture is actually hilarious. Like,
I love how they've made a note though that it was stuck on there with beeswax, so they didn't actually injure the praying mantis.
No, they have to due to like ethics and stuff. Although, like insects,
mate, I guarantee after they did that test, they ripped out that fucker's eyeballs and started dissecting
it.
Yeah,
but insects don't technically have any brains, so you can do whatever you like to insects, and people can't say anything. So...
Whoa, controversial!
No, when I did my
seriously, it's yeah.
When I did my dissertation, I put thousands of insects live in pure alcohol to preserve them, so obviously they die inside the alcohol, but obviously you can't get in trouble.
You better put a disclaimer at the start.
But it's true, you can't, it doesn't matter. It's like bacteria don't really have any rights. We do
it does.
We like with them, we genetically enhance them, we burn
I'm
them
sorry
alive.
I'm
like,
sorry do. Bacteria don't have any rights.
No, I get
the viruses have rights.
Yeah, they have the
not
right
really,
to
which is
fuck
why
off.
We're testing everything like to do with it? Like, we rip stuff apart. And
I think fucking we should give some rights to coronavirus. Maybe it would be a bit nicer.
Let's see how coronavirus feels about shutting people in.
Coronavirus doesn't have to sit at the back of the bus.
No, that's very true. You try to be as ethical as possible. So the way that I could get hundreds of insects back from Scotland...
Drowning them in fucking alcohol was ethical, was it?
Well, no, basically, the ethanol gets into their... They don't have the same breathing system as we do. They have, like...
I know, they breathe through their holes in their skin. I remember that.
Yeah, they have, like, cavities inside. Basically, that ethanol fills that. And it shuts down their nervous system, so effectively, like,
what would happen? Yeah, what would happen if someone shoved alcohol down our lungs?
No, so because we have
at least you have a good time, mate.
Nervous system.
You've drunk enough in the past 3 days. That's basically what you're living on. I've
drank enough in the past 10 minutes. I reckon. Starting to feel a bit wave.
Yeah, so, but other animals that also have stereo vision would be things like horses and owls and toads.
Right, so stereo vision is 3D. Owl has better vision than we do, guaranteed. What about a hawk? Because a hawk can see from fucking
but it's still got
10 miles down
still
road.
It's got stereo vision.
Yeah, but they have like zoom on their eyeballs. 100%.
They just swipe up the side.
They
can see a mouse.
A hawk's got a variable scope.
I'm telling you... A hawk can see a mouse from 3 miles.
No, it's not that they can zoom in. It's that they can focus on things that are really far away. So they still have the whole field of view, but it might look like they're zooming, but they're just changing the focus in their eyeballs so they can focus.
Yeah, but that's like, I could focus at this and then I could focus at something behind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they just have better vision than we do. It doesn't mean their eyeballs do this. And it automatically hones in on that one.
So my question is, still, why are praying mantis and not an eagle?
Because praying mantises have a simpler eye than what a hawk does.
I didn't even know a praying mantis had eyes, really, because it's all green. And after they've done the dirty, eats a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They eat each other.
They do.
Well, the woman, yeah, all the women eat the males in the insect world.
Yeah. Can I send you...
Eat the dick and sometimes the arse as well.
Oh, God.
If you're feeling... on another note, if each of you had a finger in the arse... Hang on. Will, have you had a finger in the arsehole? Yes or no?
I don't know. No,
good lad. Alex, do I need to ask?
I definitely have.
Good lad.
Right, so if I go to the chat now, I'm going to paste the URL.
It's fucking
right?
1:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah, right. Great.
Do you know sometimes you look at your life and you just go, how the fuck have I got to this point?
Yes.
How is this happening?
But let's be real, if this wasn't for the lockdown, this wouldn't have happened. And I don't really give a shit about the podcast.
No.
I'm having fun with you two. It's quite funny.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Yeah, so there's...
Right, so what have you said?
I mean, fun is a strong word. But...
It's enjoyable to be in each other's company. But there's the link for the news round thing about Newcastle University and the 3D cinema for insects.
Oh, I thought we had to click on it.
I think you just highlight it. Isn't that ridiculous? Doesn't that look ridiculous?
Oh, we do have to click on it.
These guys are fucking cool as shit.
Why won't it? What, do I have to copy it into my browser?
Cause copy it into your browser.
Yeah, like look at it.
Dear, that's hot.
With those glasses on. And the thing is, they haven't taken any care in style, have they? They've just tried to... But imagine how small that pair of glasses is.
No!
Yeah. So basically, they showed them, a bit like how we see a 3D movie, they showed them 3D images of insects or prey going down a screen. But with the 3D glasses on, it looks like they can touch them.
Oh, my God. So did they just, like, try and touch them and that? Is there videos of it?
Yeah, there is a video of it trying to attack a flat screen.
Where?
Oh, it was. When I found it, it was on the actual BBC News
on this page.
Yeah.
Mate, that is so funny. Yeah, they look so cool.
Yeah. And I can't remember what type of mantis they are, but because there's many different types.
It's a praying mantis.
No, yeah, I know that, but there's many different types of praying mantis. Like, the biggest one is like the emperor mantis, which is like huge.
Oh, he's just a cool as fuck mantis.
Yeah, look at him. Like, in that second picture, he's like, yeah, I got new glasses.
Okay, so it says here they can't see red light very well. so they have blue and green instead.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit like how insect blood is blue or green rather than our blood, which is red or dark.
Do insects have blood?
Yeah, they have something called hemolymph, which is the equivalent of blood, yeah.
Jesus, that sounds like some
And they also don't really have a heart.
I'll see in Florida.
They just kind of pump, the blood just kind of flows around their organs. They don't have like veins and things.
So what makes them die then? Why do, what, what's... Hang on. So what their breathing pumps. So their breathing pumps their fluid around the body, I'm guessing. Obviously, I know they don't have a heart.
They have a heart, but it's like it's loads of chambers all in a row and they ripple and they push it out into a cavity where all their organs are. They don't have like us where we have like venal systems and all that kind of thing.
That was awfully close to something else.
Oh my god.
Do insects have anal systems? That's what I need to know.
They do. Yeah, of course they do. They have a digestive system. Ergo, they would have a...
Do you reckon they like a bit of bum play or not?
I doubt it. Very much so.
I reckon that emperor mantis loves a claw up the arsehole.
Oh, yeah.
My god.
Do they ever, like, bang and then not kill each other? Or is it straight up?
Okay.
You've done your bit.
Oh, okay. Right. So
here we go.
Here's the last unbelievable fact, right? And I've actually studied.
To be honest, they've all been pretty unbelievable. I've managed to give myself a clap. Yeah, and I don't know why.
So
you've got clap.
I've got the clap. Shit.
Right, go on, Alex.
Okay, so you know.
Get this done because I'm hungry.
Yeah. So you know Chernobyl, the nuclear reactor that famously exploded.
Isn't it Chernobyl?
Chernobyl, however you say it. Okay.
Chernobyl.
They have found, right, because obviously there's parts of it now that they can go back to and they can actually get pretty close to the reactor because they put like a huge ceiling over the top of it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they can actually get pretty close to it. But they found a radiation eating fungus on the walls of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. So there's a fungus.
Okay. That eats radiation?
Yes, it lives off the radiation. So a bit. So funguses have like this urge to go to whatever they like. So if they like dark, then they'll go to dark areas. If they like light, then they'll go to lighter areas. And they have these like sensors or receptors. Whereas this one reacts to radiation, so it moves towards a radiation constant rather than anything else. And it feeds off the radiation.
I suppose someone's got to feed off it. It's like people eating at Burger King. Someone's got to do it, haven't they?
Oh, well,
so
yeah,
does that make it... So you know you're not allowed to go there for like 20,000 years, like to the core. Does this fungus eating radiation eating fungus?
Yeah.
Slowly decrease that by years because it's eating the radiation.
I don't know. That's probably the thing that they're trying to find out, whether there's enough of that bacteria about to.
Because surely, if it just eats radiation, then it's going to give out some sort of radiation.
Yeah, it uses the energy from the radiation to feed itself, basically.
How does it do that? Because surely you can't... Or does it use it in, like, respiration? So does it use the energy instead of...
Yeah,
does it just take it out the air?
Or the
it...
energy instead Pac-Man. Of... Obviously, it has other systems as well, because it's a fungus, but it also uses the stuff from radiation to be able to live.
I've got a fungus fact.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's a fungus fact, actually. See, you made me question myself because Will's instant faces.
my instant faces. No, you fucking haven't. But let's listen to it. Go on, shoot.
This is going to be bollocks. So, did you know humans share 80% of the same DNA with a mushroom?
Yeah, that's probably likely.
It's probably about right.
It's very likely. Do you know why?
Because we eat them. Is that what you're going to say?
No. Yeah. Do you know why, Will?
No, I don't. Go on.
No, not me. But I do know that they grow these special kind of mushrooms that help the neurotropics in your brain that grow on the back of caterpillars in South Brazil. And they are called cordyceps mushrooms. Look it up. It helps. I should probably take one for the next podcast. It helps memory function. So words come to you quicker. Memory, mental degeneration. And yeah.
Well, that I don't believe, but fine, cool.
That's my 2p. Do you not believe it? I'll pull it up right now.
Well, you can pull it up, but it doesn't mean that it's true. Yeah. Isn't it just like, you know, this face cream have got X, Y, and Z that's going to make you look younger.
This is
if you eat this, it's going to do everything,
studies.
You know.
How do you spell cordyceps, do you
It's reckon? Backed up by studies.
I do not know.
When you know it's real, when it's backed up by studies.
Yeah. So, cordyceps is...
If it's on Google Scholar, then I'll probably believe it. If it's just on normal Google, then no.
All right, Google Scholar. I didn't even know this was a thing.
No, John.
Don't go on it, John. You'll get lost, mate.
You will.
Don't bother.
Here we go. I've got it already. It's the top one. Yeah, I'm not reading any of those words. Yes, but anyway, I'll link you it so you can take my word for it.
Yeah.
I can't be asked to link it to you, but you can look it up after. Yeah, they grow it on the back of caterpillars.
Oh, is that because they have like a symbiotic relationship with the
caterpillar? No, it's because they eat something, and then the fungus grows through the caterpillar, and it has to be attached to like this life caterpillar. And I think eventually,
yes, Alex is the answer to your question.
Yeah, a bit like how
zombie wasp
straight over John's head.
Like zombie wasp or mistletoe, because mistletoe is like a classic one where it grows on trees. It's not, and it feeds off the.
Hang on, whoa!
Yeah, mistletoe isn't actually a plant. You just plant in the ground.
What it just by chance grows on a tree.
Yeah, it attaches itself to a tree.
I think by chance is a little bit of a simplification of the whole thing. But yeah, it grows on the tree because it benefits the tree and the tree benefits it.
Yeah,
is that like a bit like poison ivy?
Ivy, I think, is symbiotic, but I don't know. Probably.
What is symbiotic?
It basically means that they both benefit from living on each other or next to each other.
Yes. Well, that was emotional. Was that it?
Yeah, I reckon so. I've got to eat some food. Right. I'm fucking Hank Marvin.
I don't know how long we've been recording for, but we have got some gold.
I wouldn't call it gold.
I would, in the editing process, I would look
severely
it down.
Vetted.
Severely. I mean, I'd suggest half hour, 45, probably max, because no one's going to want to fucking listen to this thing. No. I mean, nobody's going to want to fucking listen to this anyway.